For more on the acute shortage of nurse educators, we turn back to Mary Jane Williams, one of the voices you just heard. Dr. Williams is an expert in the field of nursing education. She currently teaches at the University of Hartford. Dr. Williams, I was struck by that figure that the United States needs to produce 90% more nursing graduates in the coming years in order to meet our demand for nurses. What will happen to healthcare in this country if that goal is not met?
When I talk to my colleagues, many of them tell me that they're hiring nurses who are not educated at the RN level because they can't find them. So they're hiring people who are at the licensed practical nurse level, or they're using a multi-skilled worker who might not even be a licensed practitioner. So I think we are facing imminent danger in being able to provide safe patient care when you see nurses as the key to the healthcare delivery system.
What do you see as the root of this shortage of nursing teachers? Is it merely a question of the nurses who have that kind of education, that they can make more money actually nursing than they can teaching?
There are multiple issues related to the academic role. Many people who select the academic role are disillusioned with it because of the demands. The other thing is the students have changed tremendously. A lot of the people that are coming into nursing now are coming in as a second career or are changing their careers because they see nursing as a place where employment will be continuous. The average student entering a program is no longer 18 years old. The mean age is much closer to 30. The adult comes in, they come to class, and then they have to go home. They have to find time to study. They have to find time to do the things that their life requires them to do.
What do you see as the remedy?
I think that what we have to do is move people through the educational system for nursing earlier and faster. It has been traditional to nursing to have nurses practice for a while. I don't believe that that's essential. I think that nurses, if they go through a baccalaureate program and want to move into a master's program, and they're going to, most of them do the master's program on a part-time basis, they can practice while they're going to school. So I do think you need experience, but I don't think we need 20 years of experience.
Dr. Mary Jane Williams has taught nursing for more than 30 years in the Connecticut State University system and now at the University of Hartford. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.